I've been lucky enough to do Burns dinners for several years in a row, and I do think it was attending them that made me start paying attention more closely to the growls of my belly, and all the delicious and curious things slipping across my tongue. So thank you, Burns, for helping me be food focused in a way that continues to intrigue me still. I hope you all are feasting well. Two more of my own, both concerns with how we eat and our attention on it. La muse Gouda. It insists, participate. Fairly mammoth, standing 4 inches at the rind, the height of a fierce stiletto heel. This muse once cut and halved, an arresting shade of orange with the opacity of fudge. Lightless, reflectionless, like the hue of fire's third ring of color, like clementine skins, sweet potato peels. The aroma is faint, milk heated, then left out, but with the swipe of a plane yields. A dry and flaking curl, ready for rolling into a mouth. Here, where a name becomes apt, where the grandeur of size falls away in favor of flavor. Burnt sugar, toasted hazelnuts, toffee, French butter and sea salt slathered on brioche, elemental, unprepossessing, consuming as though a chip of this dense boulder, when placed upon your tongue, provides a temporal portal from mouth to field. There is the sun. There is the grass growing, drinking the light, feeding the thirst of grazing cows, the milk plied from sleepy udders. Eventually, the churning, the heating, the pressing into cylindrical molds, the years spent dozing on wooden boards in a warm room, here now, across the ocean, waiting again on a wooden board, offering her secrets with regal ease. Again, again. Not like a tap turned on, and not like a match struck, and certainly not like flicking on a light. It is not sudden. It is barely sweet. Ripe, hard to tell. Fingers pressed carefully into the skin, imagine, say, a pear. Green, faintly so, and tenuous, as though the green were a blush, as though the pear at the prospect of being plucked from its tree so many weeks ago flushed a shade that recalls grass dying in the fall, or the barest beginnings of scallion stems. Sometimes you tell the story in fits, sometimes one line at a time.